albums charting across the nation. You're listening to the Earshot 20. Here is Brian Cleveland and Anthony Inman.
Okay, second hour of the Earshot 20, and this week's episode 186.
It's a milestone.
No, it's not.
For someone, it could be.
Well, that's true. 186 is better than 185. It's not as good as 187. It's a few shy of 200, but every time I think of 200, I'm like, oh, it's going to be like tomorrow, but you keep reminding me that it's still like 4 months away, especially because there will be weeks where we will dip out, you know, like the week of my birthday, which we don't do a show because we celebrate the birth of Canada and the birth of Anthony. So that one, not going to get a show that week, folks, because I'm going to be celebrating my birthday, but we've got all kinds of music to bring you right now, and that's the important thing. You're going to get all kinds of good stuff in the top 10, and that all comes from, you guessed it, earshot-online.com. Brian, what will they find if they go there?
Let's go and check it out. It is the National Campus and Community Radio Report, published every single week by the National Campus and Community Radio Association. They post the national top 50 there on a weekly basis on Tuesday evening. This week, for the week ending Tuesday, March 1st, 2016. The top 50 is a collection of over 30 campus community radio stations' own top 30 lists. And you can also find lists both nationally and by station, by genres of electronic, hip-hop, international, jazz, loud, folk, roots, and blues. There's reviews, interviews, and so much more, so go and check it out.
Oh yeah, and you can find us online. earshot20@gmail.com is our email. facebook.com/earshot20 our home on Facebook, and @earshot20 is our handle on Twitter. All great ways to reach out and all great ways to get in touch. If you are an emerging Canadian band or artist and you'd like some exposure on this show, we are happy to do that for you. And Brian, I think between the first and second hour you might have cut yourself because your knuckle looks like it's bleeding.
That was before. That was already there.
I didn't notice in the first hour. I'm concerned for your safety. Wait, we'll take a break right now. You go fix it. Yeah, we've got the top 10 in this hour. We're talking to A.A. Wallace as well, who happens to have appeared on the charts this week below the top 20, but is re-entering. So great to chat with him. And we're back into the swing of things now. We're back into the swing of interviewing artists and then them making an appearance back on the charts. So I've regained my momentum, my feng shui, whatever they call it these days. I don't know if feng shui was even the right thing to use. But A. Wallace is on the program in this hour, and we've also got Steven back for some more music news. Why are you laughing?
Well, it's definitely not pronounced that way.
Feng shui?
Yeah.
Yes, it is.
It's an E, not a U.
Feng, what do you mean? Feng shui?
Something.
No, it's not feng shui. I'm gonna look it up when we're in break. Anyway, we're gonna start it off with number 10. Move up from there.
All right, at number 10 this week it is Minotaurs with Weird Waves. At number 10, down from number 7, is the track Gold Rush Lady. Baby Give Up On It by Junior Boys are at number 9, up from 13, with the latest record Big Black Coat. And Ty Siegel at number 8, dropping just two spots this week, is his 2016 release Emotional Mugger. You're going to hear Big Baby Man, I Want a Mommy.
Okay then, Minotaurs kicks it off right now in your number 10 spot, Gold Rush Lady. Stick around, there's more on the way. It's the Earshot 20.
Throw your world away.
You're listening to the Earshot 20. Number 9.
Number 8.
At number eight this week, from the record Emotional Mugger, that was Ty Siegel with Baby Big Man, I Want a Mommy. Before that, we heard Junior Boys from Big Black Coat at number nine, from 13, Baby Give Up on It. We started off this hour and at number 10 with Gold Rush Lady by Minotaurs, dropping three spots this week, is their latest album, Weird Waves.
Second hour of the Earshot 20. Thanks for sticking with us. Into the top 10 albums now that are charting across the country this week from campus and community radio stations. Another break to chat about some of the great music news making waves across the country. And Stephen Karlick is here to help us do that. We're going to kick things off with some pretty big news from TDE about some of the people they're working with is pretty incredible.
Yeah, so TDE is, of course, Top Dog Entertainment, a label that had a pretty huge year in 2015, putting out, of course, Kendrick Lamar's end-of-year list topping To Pimp a Butterfly, not to mention J-Rock's excellent 959. Now the label boss, Anthony Tiffith, is looking ahead to what the rest of 2016 will look like, and he's revealed some pretty big news. In a post on February 29th on his Instagram, he snapped a whiteboard showing the status of a number of in-progress TDE projects. It looks like Schoolboy Q's Oxymoron follow-up is in the sample clearance stage, which means it can't be that far away. While SZA, Isaiah Rashad, and Absol each have albums on the way as well, theirs are either in the mixing stage or third or fourth stage creative, so those should be out this year as well. As for Kendrick Lamar's status, there is a ... which may not seem like the most promising news, but who knows, since the rapper has been dropping snippets of new material on late-night television and elsewhere. J-Rock, finally the last member of the Black Hippie Crew, is currently listed as ER, most likely a reference to his ongoing recovery following a motorcycle accident last month that we talked about on this show. So lots coming up this year. Possibly a release from everyone we know on TDE. There are new artists who apparently have albums coming out this year as well. We'll have to see who those are. And at the bottom of the photo, it says, 2017 possible release, Black Hippie, brackets, praying. So Black Hippie is, of course, the collaboration between Kendrick Lamar, Schoolboy Q, J-Rock, and Absol. We've been waiting for that for a while, but they're still praying, so who knows about that one. Check out the photo at exclaim.ca.
Yeah, and you know what? If Kendrick Lamar, sure, you can take that a few ways, but if he is as creative as Kanye is, maybe that's just the name of his new album. Question mark, question mark, question mark. So who knows?
He'll be changing it seven times between now and the album's release.
For sure. All right, we have festival news to talk about. That's what's going to round out this hour of the music news in our program. We'll kick things off first talking about Saskatchewan's Gateway Festival.
Yes, indeed. For the 12th year in a row, Bengal, Saskatchewan's Big Muddy Badlands will host the Gateway Festival, and now they've released the first batch of artists playing that fest. It's looking like another impressive lineup as Gateway includes performances from big names like Corb Lund, Sloan, The Stampeders, Limblifter, Fred Penner, Bry Webb, and Shotgun Jimmy. They'll be joined by the likes of Rosie and the Riveters, Andino Sons, Surf Dads, Human Music, and plenty more. There will, of course, be more announcements from Gateway Festival, so stay tuned there. That festival will happen July 22nd to 24th, and you can find out ticket details at exclaim.ca.
Great lineup, and we'll talk about another festival since we're in that vein right now. Gridlock Festival has added some pretty cool names.
Yeah, this is sort of I think it's their first year. Yes, it is. Halifax will be hosting the inaugural installment of a festival called Gridlock this summer. And the already stacked lineup, which I think I talked about in a previous episode, just got a little sweeter with organizers announcing a second round of performers, along with the previously revealed batch of performers including Dive, American Football, Trust, Wintersleep, Baths, Lower Dens, Lowell, Beach Slang, and plenty more. Now added to the bill are a host of new ones, including Wolf Parade, the Rural Alberta Advantage, Waxahachie, Solids, Adam Strangler, Calvin Love, Cheryl Han, Moon King, Walrus, and a bunch more. So if you weren't heading to that festival already and you live on the East Coast, it is definitely worth heading down. There are some special editions. American Football particularly is a very cool one. They are, of course, an early emo band that sort of established the sound in the second wave before it sort of all went to hell in the third wave of emo, but that's another story. It is, of course, a three-day outdoor musical event and will run from July 8th through 10th on the Spatz Theater Citadel High School grounds. Advanced tickets are on sale. Check out more at exclaim.ca.
Very cool. Now, anybody who visits your website and looks at that particular news story is going to notice, as I just did, there's a blank spot on the poster. Is that, was that intentional, or is maybe there another listing coming?
Yeah, there is a blank spot on the poster there. We're not sure exactly what that means, but I guess we'll find out.
Maybe a surprise act. Who knows? All right. Well, we'll wait for that, but great festivals coming our way over the course of the summer and into the fall. So look for all of that and more. Exclaim.ca. Great website. Bookmark it. Fun stuff. All right. We're going to close it there. Stephen, as always, it's a pleasure to chat every week, and we're going to throw it over to you for your song pick of the week, which you are extremely excited to give us, according to your email to me.
Yes, that same email said, this might be my weirdest song choice yet.
Yeah.
It's by an artist I just discovered named Amnesia Scanner. They are a duo from Berlin. Many of you may have heard of Holly Herndon, who has released some excellent albums in the past years. They've done production for her, and now they're releasing an EP titled AS later in March on the label Young Turks. The single from it that you're going to hear just now is called AS Chingy, C-H-I-N-G-Y. And it starts with what sounds like Rihanna's voice going through a digital blender, and it gets weirder from there. It's truly astounding, if you ask me, if you can sit all the way through it. It's AS Chingy by Amnesia Scanner on Earshot Radio.
Earshot listeners, it's Stephen Karlick here, senior editor at Exclaim, Canada's source for music news, streams, reviews, and features across all genres. You can catch a summary of the week's big music news on the weekly Earshot 20, but for in-depth, up-to-the-minute news, reviews, and streams, you'll want to set your homepage to exclaim.ca and pick up our most recent issue, featuring Basha Bulat, David Bowie, Pusha T, Carrie Brownstein, Dive, and much, much more. On the airwaves, on the street, and online at exclaim.ca, we've got your music news covered.
Earshot 20, number 7. You're listening to the Earshot 20. Number 6.
That was Venus Fly featuring Janelle Monae from the most recent Crimes album at number 6, down one spot. It is called Art Angels. Before that, You Say Party with a new self-titled release debuting at number 29 last week. It was at number 7 this week, and you heard a track called Ignorance. And Stephen Karlik's pick this week from the forthcoming new EP by Amnesia Summer, that was A.S. Chingy.
A.A. Wallace has got a new record on the way, due out this month, actually, on March 11th, and from the sounds of things, will be a success. There's a pun there I'll tell you about later. A.A. joins us on the line to chat about the forthcoming album. It's great to have you on the program.
Thanks.
The new album, titled In Alpha Zones, is a collection of 11 songs and said to have funk and synth pop sounds. Was that what you were going for in creating the album?
Well, I mean, I wasn't really going for anything. I just kind of write as I'm living my life, and then once I've got X amount of songs, I put them out. So during the period between the last album and now, those are the things I was into.
And one of the tracks on the album is Success. There's the pun. And you also have a really cool video that goes along with it that you released. How much input did you have in the creation and direction of the video?
Quite a lot. I mean, we got someone that we liked their work and we trusted their aesthetic to make it. But with all of it, we've released a lot of videos for this album, and like I've outlined the sort of high level concepts of everything, and then left the directors slash producer to kind of filter that through their way of working.
And in addition to Success, there are 11 other songs, including a re-recorded version of your track Shake It Out. Was there a reason you decided to bring that one to this album?
Well, it was never on an album. We had just released it as a digital single. It was the first thing that I put out by myself after I stopped playing in my old band, Sleepless Nights. So we just thought that it's never been on an album. Why not put it on an album? I'm a big fan of re-recording stuff. Like New Order does that a lot, where, you know, the way they would have recorded a song in 1980 would be completely different from how they recorded it in 1984. And I kind of like that. So I sort of looked at it that way.
Very cool. And you also got to work with some great artists on this record as well. P.S. I Love You's Paul Sonier, members of the band Beams, to name a couple. When did you have the idea to reach out, or was it always part of the plan to have guests on this record?
It was never part of the plan, because there never was a plan. I just, like, I'm always recording stuff at any given time. And I just happened to be working with these people, or they were around. And up until this record, I recorded almost everything entirely myself. And then I did the same thing for most of these songs, and it kind of bored me. So I was interested to see how other people would play the same parts. And that's kind of what we did.
And let's talk about touring. Any plans for shows? You're going to be releasing the album, so I assume that there will be an opportunity for you to get out and tour the album as well.
Yeah, we're doing an East Coast tour with our friends Tupperware Remix Party in March, at the end of March, the beginning of April. And then I think we're doing some Ontario dates towards the end of April, and then hopefully throughout the summer. But we don't really have anything announced yet, but there's a lot of stuff that we're working on.
That's an incredible pairing. I know Twerp quite well. I know their music, and you guys, that'll be an incredible show, I can imagine.
They actually also played on the majority of In Alpha Zones.
Very cool. AAWallace.xxx, that's right, not com, but .xxx for more. And while you eagerly anticipate the release, we're going to tease you with a track right now. AA, thanks for checking in with us.
No problem.
Here's a track from the new A.A. Wallace album due out this month. More of the charts after this. It's the Earshot 20.
Swim like sharks, we're always moving against the current we're pursuing. The upwards arrow to the top broke halfway up and we got off. Now here we are at the wrong stop. The former versions of ourselves stagger by, and I can tell the next in line cursed as well. We never gave up. We'll be right back. basement where it's safe, and I can't hide without a name. We never gave up, we just stopped. Around the runway, down the lane, where we see the cops. We never gave up, we just stopped. Gave up, we just stopped. I ride the runway down the lane when I see the cops. We never gave up, we just stopped. And we could do it all again, but probably not.
You're listening to the Earshot 20, number 5.
Surrender.
It's the Earshot 20.
Dropping one spot from 3 to 4, that was Savages from the album Adore Life. You heard Surrender. Ray Spoon before that with the new album Armor at number 5, debuting at 22 the week before, and a track called The Beast Is Me. And A.A. Wallace in there as well with We Just Stopped. His latest album is charting this week at number 28, re-entering the charts at that spot, and it is called In Alpha Zones.
There you go. Okay, we've got three more tracks to get to. Before we do that, a really quick look at some of the albums that are debuting below the top 20. Of course, the top 20 comes from the national top 50. Can't play them all. Like to tell you about some that are making a splash and could be hitting the charts. This is the lowdown.
Give you a brief look this week just because there are 11 debuts. Lots of stuff that might pop on the charts next week, and you can find the full list online yourself at earshot-online.com as always. Starting off at number 50 with Corin Raymond and Hobo Jungle Fever Dreams. Jim Bryson at 49 with Somewhere We'll Find Our Place, and Painted Fruits at number 47 with Fruit Salad. Also in there is a new album from Animal Collective at number 32 called Painted With, and Jordan Clausen at number 26 with Javelin, and Robert Wright at 24 with Need Your Light, and we closed out at number 22 with Library of Voices. Their new one is called Love-ish.
Yeah, so you should check that out. Earshot-online.com. Robert Wright, I'm going to call that one. Maybe we'll see that one on the charts in the near future.
Would be great.
Would I be accurate in saying that?
Maybe.
Okay. Here we go. We've got three more tracks. We're going to bring them to you right now. And our top three... No, I'm a liar. I was going to say our top three have stayed the same, but that's not true.
No, just a little bit of movement. Number three and number four are swapping this week, as we just heard from Savages. We're going to hear from David Bowie at number three, up one spot from the record Black Star. You'll hear Sue or In a Season of Crime. And our top two, Sitting Still, Don't Go Anywhere. We'll let you know what they are in just a brief moment.
I got the job.
listening to the Earshot 20. Number 2.
Isn't good for you, you may not realize it, but it's not. When you're right, you barely know what to do. You just sit around thinking and cry a lot. A ball and chain, a fiery inferno for you, holding you down and burning you up. You play the game and then you wish that you didn't win. Then you try harder to give in and give up, but it's all the same to me now. Yeah, it's all the same to me now. Stubborn fight, a gift never meant for giving, taken back to having to hold. A change in the light, from dim to an endless dimming. You want to find me, got to come in from the cold. Salt and spice, the taste on your tongue is burning. Turning your back on love, you follow the light. But what once feels right, surely now wrong is turning. Heavy with moral learning, you crumble and bite. But it's all the same to me now. Yeah, it's all the same to me now. Don't be right, it isn't good for you. You may not realize it, but it's not. When you're right, you barely know what to do. Just sit around thinking and cry a lot. A ball and chain, a fiery inferno for you, holding you down and burning you up. You play the game and then you wish that you didn't win. Then you try harder to give in and give up.
Earshot 20, number 1.
I've been standing at the door outside. When you gonna let me in? I've been waiting for a show tonight. When you gonna let me in? Are you ever gonna let me in? Oh, you don't let me, never gonna let me in. Are you ever gonna let me in? Oh, you can't let me, never gonna let me. Oh, will you let me in? I've been patient for a long, long while, hoping for a lot to give. If you worry, I'll keep you up all night. How you gonna let me in? Oh, you never gonna let me in.
Thank you.
It's the Earshot 20.
Sitting still at number one for the third week in a row, that was Baja Bulat with a new album, Good Advice, and a track called Let Me In. Before that, Don't Be Right by Nap Eyes. Sitting still at number two is Thought Rock Fish Scale. And up one spot to number three, David Bowie's latest Black Star and a track called Sue or In a Season of Crime.
There you have it. Another top 20 counted down for another week on the Earshot 20. I'm Anthony Emmon, Brian Cleveland also in studio with you. And we do this every week, count down the top 20 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. You can check out the charts there, and you can find us online on Facebook, Twitter, and our email, earshot20@gmail.com. The show airs out of Local 107.3 FM first every Friday from 5 to 7 p.m. Atlantic Standard Time. That's St. John, New Brunswick's campus and community radio station. Then we send out for syndication across the nation to many great campus, community, and online radio partners. Radioforall.net to download the program or podcast the show through iTunes. Thanks very much for listening to us, and join us next week for a brand new countdown and perhaps some shakeups, even more shakeups on the charts. Right now, though, stick around because there's more great programming on the way on this station. Earshot 20 is produced out of Local 107.3 FM, St. John, New Brunswick's campus and community radio station. Comments, concerns, feedback, you can send to earshot20@gmail.com. Check us out on Twitter. Our handle is earshot20. Until next time, thanks for listening.